1060 KGFX 733, and it's time now for People in Your Neighborhood.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
And People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, and Jerry Wilcox is making her annual trip to our studios for just a little blood drive that we decided
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, now this is going to be the second year, right, with LifeServe?
Yes, it is the second year with LifeServe.
But we still have Abby Arneson, the irresistible force that is...
Very true.
She's got this going on.
She's got it all together.
Let's talk a little bit about the blood drive that we have coming up here. Guns and Hoses, and... Everybody needs to take part in this blood drive.
Yes, they do. This is in honor of our son, Tyler, and it is very near and dear to our hearts, but it's just such an important event. Tyler was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, had many surgeries and treatments, and he needed many units of blood. And we didn't know where it ever came from. It just was always there. Mm-hmm. And it was the gracious donors that... gave the blood, and there was always some on the shelf when he needed it. So when you're giving blood, you truly are giving the gift of life. And I didn't know that there is no substitute for human blood. So what you're giving, we have to have. There's no manufactured blood that works.
Right.
So that's a very important event.
Now, what the great thing about LifeServe, too, is the blood all stays in the area.
They have several hospitals within South Dakota, but it supplies all the blood for St. Mary's. So you're giving blood to your neighbor and family members.
Mm-hmm. And they are, and when they need it, obviously.
Yes.
So, so we've got the blood drive that's going to be going on. We've got, well, tell us, where do we need to be?
Okay, well, excuse me. The blood drive is November 29th, 30th. And December 1st, and it starts at the Fort Pierre Fire Hall because that's where the first blood drive for Tyler was, and so we always start there, and you can go and give blood from 12 to 5:30 at Fort Pierre Fire Hall, and then on the 30th and the 1st, it's at Faith Lutheran Church, and on the 30th, it's that 12 to 5:30 again, and then, but on Friday, it is 8 to 1:30 p.m. that you can give. You need to come well hydrated, healthy, have an ID, and come be a hero.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's easy to do it. It really is. And you get cookies.
I was just going to say, and we have such wonderful supporters. We have food galore, and so many businesses in the community donate to this. So after you give blood, you hydrate and have a snack, and you're on your way.
Do you have the amount? How many did we do? How many units did we do last year?
Let me think here. I should make a comment that your last blood donation should be no later than October 5th to qualify for this. And we're shooting for a goal of 515, but last year... we got 434 units.
Okay, how many? Who won last year?
The Guns won last year. Yeah,
okay.
So
and it was about time.
And you come and support whichever group, peace officers or the firefighters, that you want to support. You're also supporting Tyler and the memory of Tyler. And then you're also just being a hero and working towards that goal of 515.
Right. And again, this is an important one.
Right.
Within LifeServe itself too, because I mean, then we had I think the head of the company was here last year.
Yes, they were very impressed with how this blood drive is received by the community and what a giving community we are. And as small as we are, the number of units we can come up with. So they were impressed with that. And we are an impressive community. We are a giving community. So that's always nice.
Yep,
so.
And we're not going to be turning any blood away.
No, we are definitely not. And so come have lunch.
Yeah.
And we have such good support between the radio stations and the community businesses and then the volunteers.
Okay, so give us the times and dates once again.
Okay, November 29th, noon to 5:30 at Fort Pierre Fire Hall. November 30th. 12 to 5:30 at Faith Lutheran Church up on Euclid, and December 1st, 8 to 1:30 up at Faith Lutheran as well.
Okay, we're going to be there.
Yes, come be a hero and support your favorite organization.
And get a t-shirt, maybe.
Yes, yes. Get a t-shirt while they last. And they're always very nice.
They are. They're very nice t-shirts.
Yes.
So. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us this morning. Did we miss anything else?
I don't think so. Come and be a hero.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Tyler Wilcox Memorial Blood Drive, Guns and Hoses, coming up again.